Ray Lewis shares a powerful lesson with the next generation. For many young football players, stepping onto the field is about more than winning. It is about learning how to work with others, overcome challenges, stay disciplined, and become a better person. That message came to life when NFL legend and Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis visited Community School of Naples in Florida for a Pop Warner tournament featuring the Naples Hurricanes and Port Charlotte Bandits. Lewis spent time watching the young athletes compete in a sport that played a major role in shaping his own life. But he was not simply there to watch football. He was there to think about what these young players could become. It's looking at these babies in uniforms, but one day they'll be men, right? So what are we teaching them? Lewis said. That question captures what Lewis says is at the heart of his life after football: helping young people discover hope, discipline, responsibility, and leadership. Football is about more than the game. Lewis knows what it feels like to be part of a team. As a University of Miami alumnus, watching the young Hurricanes in their football uniforms brought back memories of his own playing days. But those memories were not only about touchdowns, tackles, or championships. They were about belonging. The memory of what it did, what it meant just to be a part of it is, I think, that's the special part. Just you're a part of something, Lewis said. You're a part of a team where you guys are building together. That lesson can be valuable for young athletes everywhere. A team teaches players that success does not happen alone. Everyone has a role. Players have to trust one another, communicate, encourage one another, and keep working even when things become difficult. Those are lessons that can extend far beyond a football field. A different kind of leadership. During his NFL career with the Baltimore Ravens, Lewis became known for his intensity, preparation, and leadership. Today, he is focused on using those same qualities to encourage the next generation. Lewis believes society faces a major leadership crisis because people do not always pay enough attention to developing other people. I think human capital is the last thing people think about, and that's all I think about. How to make people better, Lewis said. That idea is simple but powerful. Leadership is not only about being the person in charge. A good leader helps others become stronger. A good leader teaches instead of simply telling. A good leader gives people confidence when they are struggling. For the young players in Naples, having someone like Lewis watch them compete could become a memory they carry for years. Why giving back matters. Lewis has been visiting Naples for more than two decades and says the community has become a special place for him. He even imagines retiring there someday. You feel like you're in your own sanctuary when you come to Naples, and that's why I've always appreciated Naples, Lewis said. His visit shows that giving back does not always require a huge event or a complicated plan. Sometimes it begins by showing up, watching young athletes play, talking with them, asking questions, sharing experiences, reminding them that what they learn today can shape who they become tomorrow. For Lewis, football opened doors and changed his life. Now, he wants to help make sure the next generation understands that their opportunities come with responsibilities, too. The game ends, but the lessons continue. When the tournament is over and the uniforms are put away, the lessons from the field remain. Young players learn how to handle victory without becoming arrogant and defeat without giving up. They learn about teamwork, discipline, friendship, and perseverance. And perhaps most importantly, they learn that they are part of something bigger than themselves. Ray Lewis's visit to Naples was therefore about much more than football. It was a reminder that the most important victory may be helping another person become the best version of themselves. The young athletes on the field today may become coaches, teachers, parents, business leaders, community leaders, or professional athletes tomorrow. The question Lewis asked is one worth remembering. What are we teaching them? Because the future of a community is shaped not only by the people who lead today, but by the young people we prepare to lead tomorrow.